Hello, everyone. Welcome to Narcissism Recovery Podcast, produced by the Magnolia Healing Center. I'm your host, Yitz Epstein. In this podcast, we'll be delving into topics related to narcissistic abuse, codependency, childhood wounds, childhood trauma, mental illness, and all things narcissism. The purpose of this podcast is to bring widespread awareness and healing to the global epidemic of narcissism and codependency. It is my hopes that with this podcast, we can collectively create an environment of health and healing for you, the individual, and for the world at large. Let's begin. Everyone, thank you all so much for joining me for today's podcast episode. Today, we're going to be discussing stubborn versus determined. So in today's podcast episode, I want to dive into a nuance that, while subtle, it's quite important when it comes to healing, when it comes to relationships, intimate relationships, but life in general. Now, I think we all know people who cannot be communicated with, right? They cannot be reasoned with. They're stubborn in their way of being, and regardless of the common sense presented, the facts presented to them, or the desire to influence them to change their way of being and their way of seeing something, they cannot be reached. Now, while this quality of stubbornness can oftentimes be mistaken as a virtue, because when someone is relentless in their pursuit of something, their stubborn nature can keep them focused, right? Eliminate distractions and persuasions. Ultimately, someone who is stubborn ends up pushing people away and usually gets in the way of their ability to succeed. Now, we want to contrast this stubbornness to determination, right? Which is a virtuous characteristic and trait. And this is a very necessary quality to have if we are going to ever accomplish anything in life. So the difference between someone who is stubborn and someone who is determined is going to be the focus of today's podcast episode. Now, the first major quality of someone who is stubborn is that they will usually refuse to listen to incoming information, new information, insights, for fear of being wrong or being convinced out of something that they feel heavily attached to. And this trait of stubbornness is based in fear, which is rarely inclusive of other people's opinions, interests, thoughts, and needs. Stubbornness can be seen as immature, as primitive, as small and closed-minded, the way you would imagine a stubborn child who throws a tantrum when they don't get what they want and refusing to communicate or negotiate unless they do get exactly what they want. Now, stubbornness is primarily of the ego. It's an egoic trait that essentially is preoccupied with one's own existence, one's own needs and preferences, and with survival. And this is why you see it primarily in children, adolescents, and immature adults who are primarily egocentric. Now, someone who is stubborn is essentially struggling to be vulnerable and to be open to new experiences for fear of shame, humiliation, or rejection. And most usually someone who is stubborn is because they have, in fact, had those experiences in the past that they don't want to ultimately happen again. Now, stubborn is often confused as a virtuous trait, as mentioned earlier, particularly in leaders who appear confident and assertive, but in reality, they are stubborn and they have very much black and white thinking and very heavily defending their own specific views, regardless of what is right. Of what makes sense and ultimately what is best for the greater good. Someone who is stubborn is also going to struggle to humble themselves in the face of conflicting information and in front of others who, let's say, know more and have additional insights that would ultimately help them make decisions. Stubbornness is rigid, it's inflexible, and therefore it struggles to grow and exists primarily in a fixed mindset. So we're going to contrast this stubbornness with the characteristic of determined. Determined and determination is a trait that is admirable. It's a positive quality and one that we want to work towards. You can say that determined is sort of the refined characteristic of stubborn. So determined is essentially refusing to give up regardless of challenges and roadblocks. This is not that we just fight the roadblocks or bum rush them. Rather, we become a humble student to what it is that's causing the resistance and blockages in our lives so that we can work to overcome them. Determination allows us to listen to those who have walked the pathway before us and open our minds to learning about things that, let's say, we don't know, so we can learn a better way or a different way of doing something. It's realizing that there may be an easier way, a more effective way that we can be assisted through by ultimately listening and learning, and which would allow us to reach our goals quicker. So when we are determined, we are focused on what is our responsibility and how we can do things better, things that are within our own power and in our control. It is not concerned with controlling or convincing others to get the outcomes we want. It very much realizes that the outcomes are not necessarily up to us, and we want to let go of those outcomes, realizing that the outcomes will be as they need to be as long as we are taking care of the things that we are responsible for. Now, determined is using our willpower to stay the course and assure that we do not lose focus, that we do not get distracted from our vision. And this is as opposed to, let's say, the stubbornness, which is using the willpower as sort of like a tunnel vision and focusing on a specific outcome that we are attached to, regardless if it's necessarily the right one for us or if it negatively impacts other people or if there's another outcome that might be more appropriate for us. Now, when a person is determined, right, when there's determination being used, they trust, right? They trust the process, they trust their higher self and their higher guidance, and realize that they do not necessarily have the perspective, the best perspective of the full picture. They don't know the best course of action at all times, and trust and have faith that there's a power that is higher than them that is always guiding us for our highest outcomes and for the best highest outcomes for all involved. Someone who's determined does not lose motivation, right? When things don't work out or go as planned, they don't just give up, right? They don't quit, but rather they realize that there are lessons to be learned in the twists and turns, and that these are not necessarily indications that we should stop, but rather things that need to be worked through so that we can learn life lessons, grow, and grow to our highest self. So sometimes our stubborn nature and believing that there's only one way of doing something gets in the way of listening to information from other people that can be helpful. We all have blind spots, we all have shortcomings, and we all are going to be wrong at one point. As much as we think we're right and as much as we want to be right, we're gonna be wrong, right? And stubbornness doesn't really let us see ourselves this way. It doesn't allow us to realize that we have shortcomings, we have blind spots. So you can say that being stubborn is a way of defending against new information or new insights that would challenge our way of seeing and being, a way of seeing and being that we cling to for safety or for self-worth or for protection, right? And ultimately out of fear. So stubbornness from this perspective can be seen as a defense mechanism to protect against truths that have the potential to shatter our illusions and our lies that we ultimately cling to for safety. And you see this very often in trauma and abuse victims becoming very stubborn, right? And when we are being traumatized or abused, we're usually operating in a fear-based mindset, and we're going to be very clingy to things, situations, identities, people, belongings, because we feel like by doing that, we are going to be ultimately safe or protected. And as a matter of survival, many victims learn this stubbornness, and because ultimately this is a way of coping with the emotional overwhelm, as well as keeping troubling and, let's say, painful memories of trauma at bay. Now, one of the most crucial elements of success is our ability to not give up, right? To stay the course as we continuously work our way to reaching our outcomes, reaching success, reaching the goals we're looking for. So when a person is stubborn with the way things need to be, right, and fixed on a specific outcome that they believe needs to happen, most of the time they become very difficult to be around and usually act controlling, rigid, and ultimately they do not enjoy the process or the journey towards success, right? Stubbornness might reach the outcomes we're looking for. It might actually get us what we want, but it usually comes at a cost of our relationships, our overall happiness, which ends up just not being worth it. So I see determination as interchangeable with being graceful, right? When we are on the road to healing, to growth, to success, it's so paramount to flow, to go with the flow of life. Life doesn't necessarily go how we want it to go. It goes the way that it needs to go, right? So in some ways, it's easier to be stubborn because we just kind of put our head down and we bum rush towards the finish line. And we think, hey, if I just focus strongly enough and I just bully my way to the finish line, I'll get the results I want. But ultimately, this is not effective long term because it does not work with the natural flow of life. So when we are too stubborn, we end up resisting reality, right? We end up saying reality's this way, but I think it needs to go this way. And this causes a ton of resistance and ultimately unnecessary suffering. And when we are at odds with life, when we fight with life, we end up using countless energy that is unnecessary, because at the end of the day, life always wins. Life will go the way it needs to go. And our options are either to go with the flow of life or try to resist it in a futile way. So determination is essentially not giving up, right? You're not quitting. It's just letting go of the need to be stubborn or to be controlling or to be fixed and rigid in our mindset, so we can gracefully follow the path that we need to go on. And when there are roadblocks, when there are struggles, we realize that these conflicts, these situations, these barriers are actually designed for us to help us become stronger and to help, let's say, trigger wounds or to help us develop life skills to help us heal. So anyone who's overcome a trauma, right, and learned to survive through adverse experiences, against all odds, have overcome, have healed, and eventually start to thrive, you'll notice that they have an incredible grace to them. There's a certain just peace within them. The reason this is the case is because they have been able to access this inner power, this inner willpower, and this determination, and have used this determination, this perseverance, and has helped them overcome whatever it is that they faced. And as a result of this, there's going to be a beauty that they radiate that is very attractive and very beautiful, very powerful. And ultimately, this is the power of the human spirit. So to conclude, you know, no one overcomes trauma randomly. No one just accidentally overcomes trauma to abuse. It is a choice to day in, day out, show up for yourself and experience life, be present, and work through our triggers and ultimately become whole. So to overcome trauma, it's to never quit, right? It's to believe that better days are ahead and invest in the daily habits that lead to freedom, peace, wholeness, and health, right? So if we stay the path and we use this power, this determination of the human spirit, then and never give up, we'll have no choice but to eventually lead to the necessary outcomes that we're looking for. So my hopes are, if you were listening to this podcast episode, you know, like I mentioned, we all know people who are stubborn, and stubborn is a very rigid quality, and it very very much does not add to our relationships. It usually detracts from them. It makes us very difficult to be around, which pushes people away. And while we want to definitely use our willpower and not give up, we have to understand that there's a certain grace that's necessary. It's a certain letting go, and realizing that there's a flow to life, and we want to be determined, meaning we want to continue to work towards the outcomes we want, but also realize that the way to get there, we don't necessarily know, and the outcomes we're looking for are not necessarily what we believe they need to be. So therefore, when we let go and we continuously work on the things we can control, work on our habits, our healing habits, eventually we will inevitably flow with life into the outcomes that we need, the best outcomes for ourselves and all involved. So my hopes are, if you're listening to this podcast episode, that you never quit. You know, you understand that you are absolutely the most incredibly powerful being, and the human spirit has infinite reservoirs of willpower and determination and grace to overcome anything, just as long as you decide to never give up. So if you are struggling now and you're having a hard time seeing better days ahead, it's so important to look inward and realize that you have inside of yourself a powerful human spirit, that when we continue and we persevere and we stay determined, we stay the pathway, eventually we do break through and we are able to reach incredible levels of healing and wholeness. And while the ego is stubborn, the ego wants to hold on, it wants to attach, it wants to fight, sometimes these things are actually getting in the way of our ability to flow into healing. So when we are struggling with stubbornness, when a person is too stubborn, essentially they're struggling to let go of attachments to things that are getting in the way, and struggling to go with the flow and surrender to the flow, which when we continuously challenge ourselves to be in the unknown, to be in the present, eventually we are going to tap into this skill, this ability to stay determined, to stay the path, which will eventually lead to the growth, the healing that we are looking for. Thank you all so very much for listening to today's podcast episode. Until next time, all the best.